So I was just perusing through the internet, and I came across this. You know, is there one time in that I can start this without you interrupting me in the first minute? My prop paper. You don't like my prop paper. My prop paper. I need to retire my. Fine. I'll retire my prop paper and I'll get a new empty prop paper. There. Okay. The official podcast observer should be happy now. I've thrown away my old fake paper that has nothing written on it that I rattle around because it sounds like I'm doing something so that I could get my new clean, crisp-sounding paper that I rattle around with nothing on it so that it sounds like I'm reading something. Something on paper. Well, I don't... Humanity still hasn't caught up to the idea that you can read something without the sound of paper somewhere. I suppose if I rattled around a newspaper, newspaper leaflets, not, you know, the full, you know... thud stack paper, but I guess that could also sound like I was reading from someone's news story. But as I was saying before I got interrupted about having the wrong paper prop, I was bruising around the web before I did this podcast, and I came across the story about the man who gave birth to his own baby. Now, there was a lot of kumbaya. Oh, it's so special. They're so adorable. You know, all this stuff that's, I think there's a lot of grandstanding. I mean, there's a lot of politics tied to that sort of thing. One of them is a politician, I think in Ecuador. And there's a lot of it's grandstanding. And great, great congratulations, but I think some of it's overdone. You don't congratulate a normal person that much. And if a normal... They're not normal. They are doing something that's special. They're pioneers. They're rebels. They're unusual sinners. They're holy, glorious messiahs. Whatever they are, they're not normal. They've made themselves very not normal, and one of them's a politician. And when normal people have babies, they don't get these types of flamboyant... Oh, people were so excited about the baby. You know, it's a baby. When are people not excited about the baby? But this one was worth mentioning because it fits with a narrative that's trying to be ramrodded down a lot of people's throats who don't want it. And the argument from the people with the ramrod is, well, you've tried to ramrod stuff down our throats when we didn't want it. So, all right. Okay, so it wasn't ramrodding that you objected to then, right? So I think we're to a point where a lot of the quote unquote good Christian, quote on, you know, whatever that means, the classic Christian crowd in America has gotten to the point where, you know, they aren't all that worried about trying to beat other people over the head with the Bible anymore. Some of them still might be, but
oh, I've got a bug here. I've got to got rid of him. Gotta have it. Can't let bugs crawl across your screen, can you? Happens to us all. Where was I?
Normal, good old boy America. They're not as abusive as they once were. Maybe some of them still are. But the thing is, just by not joining the changers feel offended a lot of the time. And we've got these SJW police running around as getting all excited about GTLBXYQB. I don't know what it is this week and or this morning. Thank you, George. The thing is, you can't even agree with idea Nazis. I probably should call them Gestapo. Nazis were a political party. Once someone's decided to be the idea policeman, you know, those English police, like they're correcting your grammar constantly. I've kind of turned into one of those. I even do it with my American friends, unfortunately. Well, it's fun though, but once you become someone like that, people, I know that friends will probably not express themselves like they normally would around me. Although I'm very careful to not be overbearing. I don't. Here we are talking about me, and I'm not news. I'll correct someone's grammar politely once in a while, but I don't overdo it. People misspeak around me, and I don't. I'm not a hawk. I'm not an idea, language, expression hawk. And when you hawk people about anything, they'll stop being real. I'm in Asia. I meet people from China. They'll never tell me what they really think about anything. It's sad, but I mean, at the most, it's my BS against their BS, because if I tell them a real idea, they could get in trouble for not having the right reaction. And I know that if I tell them something that they've never thought of, they're not going to react the right way. So their buddy with them, who's going to spy on them, will go tell on them to the government for not responding to the idea that the government never let them hear before. And I'm not going to criticize what China does in their own country. I mean, I'm not. There's a lot of interesting stuff that happens in China, such as the fastest growing church in the world. But whenever, for better or worse, whenever you police anything, people won't be authentic. So what do I think about this couple that, you know, because they didn't have all the snippetness that they could have, the one who became the man ended up being able to have a baby or something. I don't know how that works. It's like he's a man, but he hasn't had any surgery. So he was able to totally get pregnant because he's got all the bio. I don't know. I had to read the article like 4 or 5 times because there was so much politeness about their situation that the article couldn't come out and explain how it was changed from nature to this current situation now. And I couldn't understand who the article was talking about because it was just so full of just political correctness. I was really sad that I couldn't just know what was going on. It's like it was more about a script than it was about a real story. I would have liked to know what these people are really going through, but not even the news writers can report a story about someone that's TGLBQXYZ or, you know, without going into the script. You cannot agree with someone who's an idea Gestapo police. Because if you dare to agree with them, they'll get more angry and criticize you for bad tone or bad tact or being insensitive in the way that you went about saying whatever you said. And they'll get more excited and more wound up and more angry, and they'll bring in more theater just so that they can continue their narrative of being everybody's victim. So what do I think about this transgender couple having a baby? Whether I agree or disagree, frankly, I'm not allowed to tell you. Just go play the narrative and let that be your answer. So now I'm going to get to the point. The known and the unknown. Are they? One reason police investigations can take time is evasion and illusion. Villains deceive. That's what they do. If every crime was as simple as it is made to seem, then there would be no need for any police, courts, laws. In fact, if every first guess was right, we wouldn't even need schools, books, or even language for that matter. We wouldn't even need protests if all things were as they appear. So whomever you think the enemy is just might be your friend. Whoever helps you fight him is probably your puppet master. And that's the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.